FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A probe's been launched into a crash that's claimed the lives of four people near Vryheid. Two cars collided head-on on Kambula Road on the R33 last night. Craig Bertha is with KwaZulu Private Ambulance Service.
Paramedics found four occupants that sadly succumbed to the injuries before emergency services could arrive. In the wreckage, paramedics found a critically injured child. Working together with fire and rescue services, the child was stabilized and extricated from the wreckage. The patient was transported to a nearby hospital.
Resident in Mnambithi or Lady Smith say many have not had running water for more than a month. The Lady Smith Civic Association says wards 10, 13 and 20, which are all supplied by the Embezeni Water Treatment Works, are affected. Chairperson Masiala Gafar says the taps have been dry for 41 days, but the supply problems persisted for years.
The situation of Embezeni is not something that just started now or it's 41 days in the making. This comes now close on to 15 to 20 years that we are sitting with this problem. Become a real headache for us, and as paying citizens of these wards, that we are not being serviced on a regular basis. We're not even getting water 24/7.
Gafar says frustrations have boiled over into community protests.
The last option for us, and I'm saying to all the attorneys, lawyers that can assist, we intend as the Lady Smith Civic Association, we want to take this matter to the High Court. It might be the first of its kind in this country.
In response, the Uthugela District Municipality says it's installing new pumps at the water treatment works. Officials say they're also working to clear a buildup of silt at the raw water intake to prevent further blockages. A 27-year-old woman is due to appear in a Western Cape court on a charge of arson for allegedly setting fire to Kelly Smith's home in Saldanha Bay. The property was set alight shortly after Smith's conviction alongside a boyfriend and a friend of kidnapping and trafficking her 6-year-old daughter, Jocelyn. The trio remains in custody ahead of sentencing proceedings on Friday. And tensions have been escalating between Israeli and Houthi armed forces. The Yemen rebels have promised fresh missile strikes following an attack near Israel's main airport, which led to the suspension of several international airlines there. Iranian-backed militants have been firing at Israel since the war in Gaza began. Most attacks have been thwarted. Over the weekend, a missile landed near the main terminal at Ben Gurion Airport. The group's Yahya Sari says they achieved their objective.
The airport operations were completely halted for more than an hour. With this, the Yemeni armed forces reaffirmed their warning to all international airlines to cease flights to Ben Gurion Airport, as it has become unsafe for air navigation.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Israel will respond at a time of its choosing.
We will not tolerate it. We will take very strong action against them. And we always remember that they act with their patron Iran's direction and support.
The country's army chief has meanwhile called up additional reservists as Israel expands its ongoing operation against Hamas in Gaza. Back home, we've got a high of 25 degrees in Durban, Maritzburg 23, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.
And coming up in your sports, we'll have all the Soweto derby reactions after Pirates completed a league double over Kaizer Chiefs. Oscar Piastri wins his third F1 race of the season, and the Blitzboks have won the World Championship in LA.